And through the countless hours we've spent together in his Seattle study, not to mention on the phone and through texting, texting's my favorite, I realize there is a theme that runs like a ribbon through our meetings. It's a seemingly simple truth that for me becomes more and more powerful every day of my life. I am what I think.
Let's say that one more time. I am what I think.
I am what I think. And what I think I am. This simple yet profound insight has changed my life. It has revolutionized my relationships. The more I focus my thoughts, the more I experience grace, love, courage, authenticity, and empathy. In short, this simple truth has helped me improve my emotional health and live a better life. Here's the deal. I am so confident it's going to help you too. You're about to see how this seemingly small insight, I am what I think, can make a massive difference in nearly every aspect of your home life, your work life, and your social life.
And Judah, I just want to interrupt here and say, that sounds like hype. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a big promise, but you have lived it out. You've discovered this, and I have too with you. So let's keep going.
Well, and you exceed the hype. I will say that, Les. So that's helpful. Before you get any further in the book, though, let us say this. We want you to know that Les is not your average coach. I really mean that. He's a clinical psychologist with a PhD and a passionate personal faith. He's a professor, a social scientist, and the author of numerous best-selling books. He's one of those unusual brainiacs who have not only degrees and credentials, but also an uncanny ability to apply practical solutions to real-life issues. For this very reason, I asked, and let the story be recorded today, I was the one that asked Les.
That is the truth.
To do this book with me, and thanks for doing that. As a preacher, Les, I want you to know I continually speak across North America and around the world, and I routinely preach in my own church, and I'm constantly coming up with sermon ideas on a wide variety of topics, which makes me a bit of a generalist. By contrast, Les drills down deep. He's a scholar and a true expert who has done in-depth research with other experts over many years that has shown that our thinking is basically binary. It's either productive or destructive. He knows the science behind how a little irrational thought can burrow into our brain and hold us captive. And he also knows how a specific counterbalanced thought can take its place and instantly set us free. I, of course, know the same concept from my studies in Scripture. I bring the sermon, Les brings the science. I love that line, by the way. I think it's one of my favorites in the whole book. For those who care, I just want to stop and say, I bring the sermon one more time, and Les brings the science.
Well, and together we bring a 1-2 punch to your bad thoughts and help you exchange them for positive, life-giving thoughts. We're a team, a preacher with biblical wisdom and a psychologist with human understanding. And we're both passionately committed to helping you live a better life.
One day during a coaching session, I asked Les if he knew which specific thoughts were most destructive.
And I said, you're looking for a new sermon series?
Maybe, I smiled.
Tell you what, I have my hunches, but why don't we join forces and see for sure which misbeliefs mess with people the most?
And that idea turned into more than a year of study together, which we've now surveyed thousands of people online, in our churches, and beyond to find out which specific misbeliefs are most common.
The result? We stand on a mountain of research identifying 5 insidious bad thoughts that cause all of us grief, whether we know it or not. And none of us are immune. We discovered that these 5 misbeliefs are nearly universal. They don't care if you're rich or poor, young or old, married or single. These destructive thoughts infect people who follow Jesus and those who don't. You can be feeling down or walking tall. You can be famous or unknown, helpless or hopeful. It doesn't matter. All of us are vulnerable to these 5 harmful thoughts. Most importantly, our studies uncovered a life-giving prescription for each of these bad thoughts. In this book, we'll show you exactly how to inoculate yourself against these.